Welcome back to Eco Talk. I'm Betsy Rosenberg, and joining me is Daniel Imhoff, author of Paper or Plastic, Searching for Solutions to an Overpackaged World. One of my favorite books, one of my favorite topics, actually. You'd be amazed what a big environmental problem bags can be, and not to mention packaging. Oh, that packaging waste. So we're going to find out a little bit more about what inspired this book. Thanks for joining us, Dan.
Thanks for having me.
Paper or plastic, that's the age-old question, isn't it? But why should it not be?
Oh, I think that it just gets right to the heart of this increasingly disposable society that we live in. And paper or plastic has become just this delivery mechanism for this much, much greater economic force behind it.
And you started there, and when you tug on that one, of course, the whole world unravels. but it's a good one. It's an important one. And that's, well, let's just start with packaging, which, of course, a bag is. Packaging, you're taking home your groceries that will probably, let's see, hold those groceries for 10 minutes to an hour at the most, and then it's disposed of, unless it's a cloth bag, which, of course, is the proper answer. Let's talk about just packaging waste alone. Give us some facts and figures, or, you know, how many coffee cups get disposed every day. I've heard you speak, and it's pretty astounding.
Yeah, I mean, you can really just go on and on for a long time just with mind-numbing statistics, but my most recent research says that per capita packaging production in the United States is up to 800 pounds per person. So, and that's about one-third of the waste stream, so that there's more than 1.25 tons of trash being produced per person in the country. Packaging makes up about one-third of that. When we look at that, how do we look at that on a daily basis? You talked about coffee cups. Over 300 million cups every day are used for hot and cold beverages alone, and most of those are made of paper. Most of them have no other life. Something as basic as water, 45 million plastic water bottles today. That's one out of every three servings of water, and only about 12% of those get reused into some more meaningful life. And then when you look at other kinds of packaging, we need packaging to move packages around. And I'm speaking specifically in this case of pallets, wooden transport pallets that you use to stack and ship things around. Just to keep the pallet pool big enough to move the things around, we add 500 million new pallets per day. That's about 10% of all the lumber that's used in the United States, and it's actually enough lumber to frame 300,000 houses. And unfortunately, the great majority of those pallets are used only once, and then they get chipped or burned or landfilled.
That's what's really unpalatable about that. I remember when I first got into this 9 years ago doing Trash Talk, I would go to conferences. They'd talk about, you know, pallets being wasted, thrown away. I was appalled.
Yeah, I mean, what can you say? There has to be a certain point at which we really, truly value forests for all of the values that they give to mankind, and not just treat them as these endless warehouses of cheap lumber that we can just burn and discard, and not really use resourcefully.
And there's packaging, and then there's overpackaging. Why are so many products that are small put in really big, you know, plastic containers that you have to get a scissors out and be really, really strong to even cut open?
Yeah, well, you know, the packaging, in a way, can't necessarily be blamed for all the things that it has to provide now. I mean, part of packaging's, you know, biggest problem is that it's so useful. I mean, we depend on it for just about everything. And increasingly, as we become further and further disconnected from the sources of products, the people who made them, the people who are selling them, we increasingly interact with this packaged world. As a matter of fact, you could even argue that packaging, one of their sole purposes is to take the place of human interactions. Mm. And so now we can look at the package, we can see the graphics, read quickly what it has, and we develop a sense of trust in that package. And also, you know, we can make it bigger to make it a salesman. We can make it almost indestructible and larger also to keep theft down as well. Mm. I think the real real insidious problem in this packaged world is when we have more faith in the package than we do in nature. And that's what I see in the case of this increasing reliance on bottled water, something as simple as that, that we no longer really have faith in our public sources of water, this most basic, precious thing, and instead, we trust these bottles.
And another crazy thing we do, there's a fact here from your book, 67% of people who bought presents for their pets at the holidays wrapped them. So they wouldn't know what they were beforehand. They couldn't sneak into the closet and take a peek.
Yeah.
Absurd, well, isn't it?
There are some really simple things that you can do to reduce packaging in your own life. And I would put on the top of the list, just, don't wrap your pet gift Christmas presents.
Okay, we have just about 30 seconds left. If people want to find out what they can do to take advantage of smart packaging, where can they get more information, Dan? Read your book, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can read paper or plastic for sure. You can see our website, watershedmedia.org. I think, today it's just phenomenal. You can use the web and do some really specific searches if you have any specific challenges in your business or in your life.
And it doesn't use any paper going online.
There's a lot of good answers out there.
Thanks, Dan. Dan Himhoff, author of Paper or Plastic, Searching for Solutions in an Overpackaged World. Thanks so much.